meditation springs forth inspiration. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Meditation springs forth inspiration. Every time I meditate, whether I'm sitting quietly, walking, or lying on my back, or whatever I'm doing, when I'm thinking, yes, meditation is to think about. When I'm thinking, when I'm just thinking about things, and I let go, and I let the wisdom, I let the genius, I let the magic of the inspiration in me flow forth, spring forth. It just springs out from my inner self in ways I never would have imagined possible if I hadn't taken the time to specifically meditate. Just breathe deeply 8 or 10 times and relax and sit back and just let go and think about nothing. Think about absolutely nothing. And yet, because I'm thinking absolutely nothing, I'm thinking about absolutely everything. Really. I am thinking about absolutely everything. So, whatever thoughts have been in my mind, whatever ideas have been in my heart that I have thought about and thought would be very interesting, very beautiful, very positive, very marvelous to have in my world, whatever these thoughts were, they get work done. They get developed in my being. They get created in my soul. They start coming forth, springing out like flowers from a spring shower. Like out in the desert, and we walk out on the desert here in Southern California, and at certain times of the year when the showers come to the desert, which is very rare, if we can ever get to the desert when the showers come there, it is like the most beautiful vista you could ever imagine. Flowers of every description just spring forth out of the sands. You wouldn't even believe that the seeds were there. You could never have dreamed of it. Maybe if I were to take a bucketful of that sand home and spread it out and then let the spring rain fall on, or maybe just sprinkle it myself, maybe something would happen. That's an interesting idea. I'm sure others have thought of it too, but the flowers just pop forth out of the desert, out of the sands, out of the nothingness, and the whole desert is aglow with the most beautiful flowers you could ever imagine. And I think by the time you get done trying to figure out what flowers they are, the sun has come out and got too warm and dried them all up, and they're all gone. It's like the flowers along the meditation paths here on the Absolute Monastery. As I walk along the meditation path certain times of the year, I can see a sort of a haze on the ground. And so I lay on my belly and I look at the flowers close up and I see that that's what they are. The haze is a whole thousands and thousands of beautiful little tiny flowers. We call them belly flowers because to see them at all, you know, other than just a haze, you have to get right down on your belly and look at them right close. Now, who would have ever thought of that? Maybe somebody stumbled as they were walking along, and as they lay down there for an instant, they saw, my goodness, look at that. All those, that haze isn't a haze at all. It's a beautiful thousands and thousands of little flowers. How glorious it is. Well, meditation is like that. Meditation is like the spring rain falling on the desert. And from the desert floor springs forth the billions and billions of flowers. Yes, billions. Inspirations in our heart by the billions, too. When we take time to be quiet, we breathe deeply 8 or 10 times, just really relaxing and walking along or sitting or whatever you want to do, and just letting go. It's sort of a moanful thing, but it's sort of let go. And then that's when the inspiration springs forth out of each of us. That's when our meditation becomes alive. That's when the dreams we have in our heart, the visions we have in our mind, the thoughts that we had come and go and thought surely we would never give them attention again, there they are again. There they are again saying, think about me, bring me to life, bring me into reality, bring me into the physical world about you there. Bring me forth, let me spring forth out of your heart, out of your life, out of your world. And so it is. The beautiful thoughts spring forth out of our thought. I tell people, write your essay. You're going to write a 100-word essay for each of the chapters, and you're going to say in that 100-word essay whatever you're asked to say. And at first, you'll worry about the essay, and you'll worry about the number of words. You count them very carefully. And then after a while, you will sit there and write exactly 100 words, because the computer of your mind knows that you want to have 100 words. And the computer of your mind knows you want to have this subject. And the computer of your mind knows that this is what you want to say. And the computer of your mind reveals it to your fingertips as they flow forth on the computer of your outer world to bring forth the 100-word essay that you choose to write. Oh, yes. Where do those facts come from? Well, you've read about them. You study them. You got the information from the lesson itself, and so it's already in your mind. You want to let it spring forth. You want to let it spring forth in 100 words. You want to let it spring forth in a beautiful, inspirational idea. And as you do that, it just pops right out. It pops right out. It does all the time. Just trust it. Follow it. Live it. Believe it. Know it. Do it. And have all the fun you can imagine being yourself and listening to the joy of your heart. Meditation, spring forth inspiration. Every meditation I have springs forth beautiful concepts. I'm always reminded of the beautiful desert flowers that I see. And I see how they blossom out, how they shoot forth out of nothing. And so it is with our inspiration. It seems to come forth out of nothing. But yet, the essence, the allness, is always there. It's always there. Trees grow up the mountainside, and then they reach the timber line. They reach the line where the weather is not salubrious, the altitude is not salubrious to growing trees, and they stop. And it's just a sort of a cut and dried area. Just you can see the ridge all the way across the mountains, how the timber line stops the growth of the timber. Well, we are not like that. If we were to change the environment a little bit, change the atmosphere, change the world feeling, the temperature range and so forth, we'd find that the timber line would move higher and higher up the mountains. And at some point, it would move right over the mountains and cover them all with beautiful trees and beautiful expressions of all the inspiration that the divine within has for them to be. You are the timber line. You are the one who sets the limit of how high you will go. You are the one who sees beyond whatever appearance may be. You see the flowers in the desert that are not yet there, but they're there. And you see the wisdom in your heart, which is not yet described, but it's there. And you see the genius of all life waiting to reveal itself in you as you meditate. meditate consistently and happily, and for the fun of it, and watch the miracles of ideas flow through you that you never dreamed were there inside of you. It's a wonderful way to be. It's a wonderful world to live in, and it's a wonderful gift you can give to yourself. Meditation springs forth inspiration. Let that inspiration be yours today, even as it is mine. And with that inspiration, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.